7 o'clock here on your Sunday evening. It's time now for the Dick Putt Show. Randy Rothstein joining us, recapping amateur baseball from across the area. Randy, take it away.
Thank you, Adam, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. It's where we take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Luxembourg Feed Service, Albany and Richmond A&W, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, William Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Central Minnesota Realty, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Gilk Services of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Dominic Sock Center in Long Prairie, North American Insurance Agency, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Dairyland Supply in Sock Center, West Side Liquor of Wade Park, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, BNS Excavating, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, The Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Lumber, the Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sock Center, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, the Sock Center Herald and Star Post, and Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance over in Cold Spring. All right, we've got a lot of scores to bring you tonight here on KASM. Let's start with some of these exhibition games and some tournament game results for you. On Friday night, Spring Hill was over in Regal, and Regal defeated Spring Hill 4-1 as the Eagles would score four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Regal. One run, five hits, one error for Spring Hill. Grant Paffrath on the mound gives way to Shane Rademacher in the sixth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Derek Dingerud. For Spring Hill, Regan Nelson starts on the mound, relieved by Dylan Gertken in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for Regal, Brandon Carlson, 2-for-2. He had two doubles in the ballgame for the Eagles. And for Spring Hill, Daniel Spanier, 1-for-2 with an RBI. So a final on Friday night had Regal defeating Spring Hill 4-1. Hutchinson and St. Martin on Friday night, and St. Martin defeats Hutchinson by a score of 6-2. Six runs, 12 hits, two errors for the Martins. Two runs, eight hits, and one error for Hutchinson. Scott Leeser will pick up the win for St. Martin as he goes the distance, his catcher Kurt Schlungen. And for Hutchinson, Joe DeRock starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Kurth in the sixth, and the catcher Max Martin. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night, Alex Bauman was 3-for-5, Brian Schlungen 2-for-3, and Kurt Schlungen was 5-for-5 with a double. For Hutchinson, Jake Wendland was 2-for-4 with a double, Brody Larson 2-for-4 with a double, and Tyler Schiller had a double. So final on Friday night had St. Martin defeating Hutchinson by a score of 6-2. Norway Lake Sunberg at El Rosa on Friday night, and this one shortened because of some rain. Goes five innings, though, and El Rosa defeats Norway Lake Sunberg 4-0. Four runs, four hits, one error for El Rosa. No runs, no hits, and two errors for Norway Lake Sunberg. Aiden Mueller will pick up the win for El Rosa, and his catcher, Cameron Lowe. For Norway Lake Sunberg, Evan Zimmer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Jesuits in the fourth, and the catchers, Jared Cortez and Weston Jurdy. Hitting highlights for El Rosa Friday night, Ethan Mueller was 2-for-2. Gavin Campson, 2-for-3 with a double. And for Norway Lake Sunberg, of course, nobody had a hit. So a final on Friday night had El Rosa defeating Norway Lake Sunberg 4-0. Had some exhibition games in the FBI tournament over in Farming, the Farming Baseball Invitational. Taking a look at some of these scores on Saturday. We had Luxembourg taking on Sock Center, and Luxembourg defeats Sock Center by a score of 4-3. Four runs, nine hits, and an error for Luxembourg. Three runs, six hits, and an error for Sock Center. On the mound for Luxembourg and picking up the win will be Reed Funnenstein. The loss will go to Jack Miller for Sock Center. Some hitting highlights included J.T. Harn, 2-for-4 for Luxembourg with a double. Derek Orth, 2-for-4. Max Kipmeyer, 2-for-3. Tyler Stang was 2-for-3. And for Sock Center, Andrew Rusling, 2-for-4 with two doubles. And Jake Haskamp, 2-for-3 with a two-run homer in the first. So final on Saturday in the Farming Baseball Invitational. Luxembourg 4, Sauk Center 3. Luxembourg also taken on Jordan on Saturday, and Jordan defeats Luxembourg 4-2. 4 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Jordan. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. J.T. Harn will take the loss for Luxembourg. Derek Orth had a double for the Brewers in that ballgame, as it was Brewers and Brewers. The Jordan Brewers beating the Luxembourg Brewers 4-2 on Saturday. And then today, Luxembourg taking on the host team Farming, and Luxembourg comes away with a 14-4 victory today. 14 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg, 4 runs, 3 hits, and 4 errors for Farming. On the mound is Jake Stahlberger. He'll get the win for Luxembourg, and Wyatt Schmitz will take the loss for Farming. Some hitting highlights: Jake Stahlberger, along with getting the win, was 2-for-3. Sam Eiten had a triple, and Logan Adams had a 3-run homer in the 4th for Luxembourg. For Farming today, Isaac Nett was 2-for-2 in the ballgame, as Luxembourg defeats Farming by a score of 14-4. Richmond in the tournament played on Friday night. We'll get that score a little later on with the Stearns County highlights. But they played Pearl Lake on Saturday, and Richmond defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 9-7. 9 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Richmond. 7 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. On the mound, Easton Rossman will pick up the win for Richmond. Rudy Notch will take the loss for Pearl Lake. Hitting highlights for the Royals: Tyler Prom had a double, and Dalton Thielen had a grand slam home run in the 7th inning for the Royals. For Pearl Lake, Adam Braun was 2-for-3 with a double. So a final on Saturday in the FBI tournament, it was Richmond 9, Pearl Lake 7. Richmond taking on Spring Valley today, and Richmond defeated Spring Valley by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 5 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Spring Valley. Tyler Prom will pick up the win for the Royals today. Grady Notch at the plate was 2-for-3 with a double, as Richmond defeats Spring Valley 6-5 in the FBI tournament. Watkins taking on the Stingers today, and Watkins defeats the Stingers 19-12. 19 runs, 18 hits, 1 error for Watkins, 12 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for the Stingers. Dustin Kramer starts on the mound, relieved by Landon Nyman in the 4th. He'll get the win. Danny Berg comes in the 8th inning today for Watkins. Jack Miley was the catcher. Some hitting highlights for Watkins today: Brendan Ashton, 4-for-4, Brendan with a double. Jack Miley was 4-for-5 today. Carson Geislinger, 2-for-3. And Gavin Mathias, Kevin Kramer, Lee Dezingle, and Tory Berg, all with doubles. So final today had Watkins defeating the Stingers 19-12. All right, that'll do it for my exhibition games tonight. When we come back, we're going to take a peek at that County Line League and the Central Valley League right after these messages.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experience in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit greenwaldinsurance.com for more information.
Building a home or remodeling can be overwhelming. Kramer Lumber, with locations in Melrose and Sauk Center, along with Buyer-Built, can assist you every step of the way. Kramer Lumber has Buyer-Built quality doors to millwork, current trends, traditional, transitional, craftsman, and modern. Don't let building or remodeling burden you. Stop in at Kramer Lumber. They will make your worries go away. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, or Sauk Center. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Welcome back here, Chasm Radio. You're listening to The Dick Putz Show with more scores and highlights from around the area and amateur baseball action. It's Randy Rothstein.
Very good, Adam. Let's take a look at some more scores here. I got one more exhibition game that came in. On Friday night, Greenwald was over in Freeport taking on the Black Sox, and Greenwald defeats Freeport by a score 4-0. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Greenwald. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for Freeport. On the mound for Greenwald, Isaac Rosenberger goes a complete game, picking up the win. His catcher was Weston Mittendorf. And for Freeport, Jaden Norby starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bentley Ritter in the sixth inning. Some hitting highlights for Greenwald on Friday night. Max Waylogi, 2-for-4. Gabe Schweders, Brett Engelmeyer, and Isaac Rosenberger all had singles. For Freeport, Carter Williams, Carter Neuschwander, and Bentley Ritter all had singles. So a final on Friday night had Greenwald defeating Freeport 4-0. All right, let's go over to the County Line League tonight. I got one score to report from that league. New London Spicer was hosting Regal today, and New London Spicer defeats Regal by a score of 2-1. 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error for New London Spicer. 1 run, 7 hits, no errors for Regal. Sam Ederman on the mound will pick up the win for New London Spicer today. His catcher, Braden Fogerlein. And for Regal, Gabe Roman starts, taking the loss, relayed by Braden Skindelin in the seventh, and the catchers, Derek Dingerud and Caleb Nelson. Hitting highlights for New London Spicer today, Braden Skindelin, 2-for-4 with a double. Luke Knutson, 2-for-5 with a double. Josh Beyer was 2-for-3 with a double. For New London Spicer and for Regal, Alex Hoppe, or actually, excuse me, that was for New London Spicer. And then for New London today, Alex Hoppe, Aiden Paulson, and Braden Fogerly, all with a double. So, again, those hitting highlights for Regal and New London Spicer. As New London Spicer defeats Regal today, 2-1. Over in the Central Valley League tonight, Eden Valley was at the Cold Spring Rockies, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Eden Valley by a score of 16-1 in seven innings. 16 runs, 15 hits, one error for the Rockies, one run, four hits, one error for Eden Valley. Cole Fuchs will pick up the win for the Rockies, relieved by Tyler Lardy in the sixth, and the catcher Sam Nisler. For Eden Valley, Christian Garner starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gabe Schmidt in the third, Mitchell Lipinski in the fifth, and Jackson Geislinger in the sixth, and the catcher was Carter Sheeler. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, Luke Van Erp, 3-for-4 with a double. Tyler Geislinger, 2-for-5. David Jonas, 3-for-4. David had a 3-run homer in the third. Jake Brinker was 2-for-3, and Tyler Lardy, a solo home run in the sixth inning for the Rockies. For Eden Valley, Mitchell Lipinski had an RBI. So a final today from Cold Spring at the Cold Spring Rockies defeating Eden Valley 16-1. St. Nick was over in St. Augusta today, and in seven innings, St. Nick defeats St. Augusta 18-0. 18 runs, 12 hits, one error for St. Nick. No runs, two hits, five errors for St. Augusta. Andrew Bouch on the mound today for St. Nick will pick up the win, relieved by Travis Hansen in the seventh, and the catcher was Tanner Roush. For St. Augusta, Truman Tionis took the loss, relieved by Zach Meyer in the fourth, and the catcher was Trey Tionis. Hitting highlights for St. Nick this afternoon, Connor Lincoln, 2-for-6 with a triple. Dylan Roush was 2-for-4 with a double. Caden Roush had a double. Damian Lincoln a double. And Tanner Roush had a double with three RBIs today. For St. Augusta, Zach Meyer had both their hits. He was 2-for-4 on the day as St. Nick defeats St. Augusta this afternoon in Central Valley League action, 18-0. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, it's Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance in Cold Spring.
Your home is your biggest investment, but when disaster strikes, does your homeowner's insurance reflect that? Our full-time staff will walk you through every aspect of your policy to make sure that your priorities come first. Look, the industry is changing, and it's more important now than ever to understand what you're paying for. Small-town care and big-time homeowners coverage. Stop in the office or give us a call to schedule your own personal review, or visit us at DustinUpgren.com.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold, flavor-packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time. Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
Welcome back here to the Dick Putz Show on KASM with more scores and highlights, including the Victory League. It's Randy Rothstein.
All right, Adam, let's take a look at that Victory League on Friday night. It was Buckman at Piers taking on the Lakers, and Buckman defeats the Piers Lakers by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Buckman. 1 run, 8 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers. Matt Tautges gets a complete game victory for Buckman. His catcher was Ben Thoma. For Piers, Carter Petron starts, taking the loss, relieved by Noah Sakala in the 6th. And a catcher, Brady Petron. Hitting highlights for Buckman on Friday night, Lane Gertz, 2-for-5 with a home run and a double. Matt Cummett was 3-for-4 in the ball game with a home run. Andrew Ruckert, 3-for-5. And for the Piers Lakers, Preston Rauschelot, 2-for-4, and Colton Hapke, 2-for-4 with a double. So a final on Friday night had Buckman defeating the Piers Lakers 8-1. Also on Friday, St. Stephen over in Avon taking on the Lakers, and Avon defeats St. Stephen 4-0. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Avon. No runs, 6 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. Drew Leeser will start on the mound for Avon, picking up the win, relieved by Reese Gregory in the 8th. And for St. Stephen, Matthew Young starts, taking the loss. Carter Ramsey comes in the 8th inning for the Steves. The catcher for Avon was Carter Holthaus, and for St. Stephen, Matt Meyer. Some hitting highlights for Avon in the ball game: Ryan Jansen, 3-for-3, Elliot Burnett, Caden Mork, Nolan DeMonso, and Reese Gregory all had doubles. For St. Stephen, Cole Fuker, 1-for-2 with a double. So a final on Friday night at Avon defeating St. Stephen 4-0. On Saturday, Buckman was at Fort Ripley, and Buckman, 2 wins in a row there, defeating Fort Ripley 9-5. 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. Buckman bringing the bats. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Fort Ripley. Ben Mott will start on the mound, relieved by Ben Thoma in the 4th inning. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Noah Bozer. For Fort Ripley, Tyler Gruy. Starts, taking the loss, relieved by El Rayo Marcelo in the 9th inning, and the catcher was Wyatt Gabrielson. Hitting highlights for Buckman on Saturday: Lane Gertz, 3-for-5 with a double. Matt Cummett, 3-for-5 in the ball game for Buckman. And for Fort Ripley, Wyatt Gabrielson, 3-for-5. Eli Roberts and Nick Gelisi both had doubles. A final on Saturday at Buckman defeating Fort Ripley 9-5. Also on Saturday, the Piers Lakers, they were taking on Nisswa at Piers, or at Nisswa actually, and it was Nisswa coming on top of the Piers Lakers by a score of 8-2. Nisswa, 8 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Piers Lakers, 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Isaac Bain starts on the mound for Nisswa. He'll get the win, relieved by Blaine Hardy in the 8th, and the catcher, Kobe Tappy. For the Piers Lakers, Preston Rauschelot starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ryan Chmielewski in the 4th, Dan Lipke in the 7th, and the catcher, Brady Petron. Hitting highlights for Nisswa on Saturday: Jeremiah Pipcorn, 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, Isaiah Beam had a home run, and Drew Boland with a double. For the Piers Lakers, David Kroger, 2-for-3. So final on Saturday. Over in Nisswa, it was Nisswa 8, the Piers Lakers 2. On Sunday in the Victory League, Foley was at Buckman today, and Buckman made it 3 in a row this weekend. 8-4, they beat Foley today. 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Buckman. 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Foley. Rylan Robinson starts on the mound, will pick up the win today for Buckman, relieved by Braxton Topkus in the 8th inning, and the catcher Ben Thoma. For Foley, Hunter Hammer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Logan Winkleman in the 2nd, Trey Emmerich in the 5th, and the catcher Alex Voss. Hitting highlights for Buckman today, Jack Suska, 4-for-4. He had a double and a home run. Matt Cummett was 2-for-5 with a home run for Buckman. And for Foley, Drew Beyer, 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. And Vince Urich hit a home run, 2-for-Foley, as Buckman defeats Foley today, 8-4. Nisswa is at Fort Ripley today, and Nisswa defeating Fort Ripley by a score of 7-4. 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Nisswa. Fort Ripley, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 4 errors. Dalton Maxwell starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Nisswa today, relieved by Kyle Castasa in the 6th inning, Colby Tappy in the 8th inning. He gets the save, and the catchers Colby Tappy and Date DeSheen. For Fort Ripley, Jack Schaefer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brett Kramer in the 6th. The catcher, Wyatt Gabrielson. Some hitting highlights for Nisswa today. Kyle Kataska, 2-for-4 with a double. Nate DeShane had a triple for Nisswa. And for Fort Ripley today, Wyatt Gabrielson, 3-for-5 with a home run. William Sather, 3-for-4 with a double. And Jack Tiemann and Nick Jelsey both had doubles. A final today from Fort Ripley. It was Nisswa 7, Fort Ripley 4. Ball games today in the Victory League. Actually, Victory League C on Saturday. So it's played on Saturday. The Piers Brewers at St. Wendell. And St. Wendell defeats the Piers Brewers 8-6. 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. Piers Brewers, 6 runs, 14 hits, and no errors. On the mound for St. Wendell, Austin Dickman starts and picks up the win, relieved by Connor Breath in the 6th. He'll get the save. The catcher was Logan Harn. For Piers Brewers, Nathan Solinger started, taking the loss, relieved by Gunnar Wicklund in the 3rd, and the catcher, Caden Krusik. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell on Saturday, Tanner Reese was 3-for-5. Jake Ethan, 3-for-5 with a double. Austin Diekman, 2-for-4 with a home run. And Zach Sakala was 2-for-4 with a double. For the Piers Lakers, Michael Nazurka was 4-for-5 with a double, and Gunnar Wicklund had a double. So a final on Saturday at St. Wendell defeating the Piers Brewers 8-6. On Sunday in the Victory League, we had Aiken at St. Wendell today, and St. Wendell picking up another victory, 4-0 over Aiken today. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Aiken. Chase Lyon pitches a complete game today for St. Wendell, picking up the win. His catcher, Logan Harn. And for Aiken, Thor Dunham starts, taking the loss, relieved by Zach Enstrom in the 5th inning. The catchers were Zach Enstrom and Landon Jansen. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell today, Jake Ethan, 3-for-4. Zach Sakala, Austin Dickman, Tanner Reese, and Cohen Hobbin all had the other singles. For Aiken, Jake McGuire was 2-for-3, and Landon Jansen had a single. A final today from St. Wendell. It was St. Wendell 4, Aiken nothing. Clear Lake over in Opole today, and Clear Lake defeats Opole by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for Clear Lake, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Opole. Jackson Phillip will pitch a complete game today for Clear Lake, picking up the win, his catcher Quentin Dukowitz. For Opole, Tate Lang starts and takes the loss, relieved by Isaiah Folsom in the 7th, and the catcher was Alex Lang. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake today, Cooper Kasiba, 3-for-4 with a double and a home run, and Nick Berglund was 3-for-5. For Opole, Mason Patrick, 3-for-4, and Chris Ebnett was 2-for-4. Final today from Opole, it was Clear Lake 4, Opole 2. Flensburg at the Piers Brewers this afternoon, and in 7 innings, the Piers Brewers defeat Flensburg by a score of 12-0. 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Brewers. Flensburg, no runs, 2 hits, and 7 errors. The Brewers, Max Badeau, starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Preston Weiss in the 6th, and the catcher, Gunnar Wicklund. For the Flensburg squad, Gunnar Gustafson starts and takes the loss, relieved by Simon Pansky in the 4th, and the catcher, Caden Rasmussen. Some hitting highlights for the Piers Brewers today. Gunnar Wicklund, 2-for-4 with a double. Mike Poser, Pete Schomer, and Preston Weiss all had doubles. For Flensburg, Simon Pansky had 2 hits. So a final today from Piers. The Piers Brewers, 12. Flensburg, nothing. And Royalton taking on the Piers Bulldogs today over at Piers. And it was the Piers Bulldogs defeating Royalton this afternoon, 10-5. 10 runs, 16 hits, 6 errors for the Bulldogs. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Royalton. The Bulldogs, Braden Haberman starts on the mound, will pick up the win, relieved by Reese Young in the 5th. He'll get the save, and the catchers, Teddy Daler and Max Barclay. For Royalton, Keaton Nelson starts on the mound, relieved by Kirk Yurchik in the 5th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Drew Yurchik. Hitting highlights for the Piers Bulldogs today. Max Barclay, 3-for-5 with a home run. Cooper Grashorn and Sawyer Lochner, both were 2-for-3 with a double today. For Royalton, Kirk Yurchik was 2-for-5 with a double, and Drew Yurchik had a double. So final today from Piers. It was the Piers Bulldogs 10 and Royalton 5. All right, that is a look at our Victory League tonight. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
June is Dairy Month, and everyone at Dairyland Supply and Sock Center says thank you to all the awesome dairy farmers out there. We know that farming is not an easy occupation, so we salute you for all your hard work and dedication. Without you going out every morning and every night to milk those cows, we wouldn't be able to enjoy a refreshing cold glass of milk or our favorite flavor of ice cream. Keep up the good work and know that you are appreciated all year round. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top-shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Welcome back here, Chasm Radio, 735, your current time. You're listening to the Dick Putt Show with more scores and highlights. It's Randy Rothstein.
All right, Adam, let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight. And on Friday night, Richmond was at Farming, part of the Farming Baseball Invitational, but also a league game. And Farming defeats Richmond Friday night 9-7. 9 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Farming, 7 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Richmond. Cameron Miller starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Farming, relieved by Ethan Navratil in the 7th, Owen Sunderman in the 9th, Bennett Hill in the 9th, and the catchers Adam Winkles and Will Mergen. For Richmond, Luke Jokola starts on the mound, will take the loss, relieved by Dalton Thielen in the 4th, and the catcher was Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Farming Friday night, Bennett Hill at 2-for-4, he had a solo home run in the 8th inning. Ethan Navratil was 2-for-5. Isaac Nett, a solo home run in the 8th inning. Tyler Schrader was 2-for-4. For Richmond, Jack Bose had a double, and Hunter Fuchs was 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored. A final on Friday night had Farming defeating Richmond 9-7. On Saturday, Greenwald over in Meyer Grove, and Greenwald defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Greenwald, 3 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Meyer Grove. Max Waylogie will pick up the win for Greenwald, relieved by Braden Dobmeyer in the 8th, and the catcher was Isaac Rosenberger. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brecken Elfering in the 9th, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Greenwald, Weston Mittendorf, 4-for-5 in the ballgame. Gabe Schweders was 3-for-5, and Isaac Rosenberger, 2-for-5. For Meyer Grove on Saturday, it was Carson Tyler, 3-for-4, and Josh Omscheid, 2-for-4 with an RBI. So a final on Saturday had Greenwald defeating Meyer Grove, 8-3. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, New Munich was in Lake Henry this afternoon, and New Munich defeats Lake Henry 15-6. 15 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for New Munich, 6 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors for Lake Henry. Ty Reller on the mound will pick up the win today for New Munich, relieved by Caden Sand in the 7th, and the catcher was Logan Funk. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Wessel in the 3rd, Grant Ludwig in the 4th, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for New Munich, Luke Funk, 2-for-5 today. Will Funk was 3-for-6. Caden Sand, 2-for-5. Kyle Holm, 2-for-5. Owen Funk and Zach Beer with doubles. And Brandon Holm, a 3-run home run in the 3rd inning and 4 RBIs. For Lake Henry today, Grant Ludwig was 2-for-4. He had 2 home runs. He had a solo home run in the 1st, a solo home run in the 5th. Trent Wentland had a double. And Davis Wirtz was 2-for-3 today for Lake Henry, as New Munich defeats Lake Henry this afternoon 15-6. El Rosa at Spring Hill today, and El Rosa defeating Spring Hill 2-1. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for El Rosa, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. Ashton Dingman starts on the mound, will pick up the win today for El Rosa, relieved by Ethan Mueller in the 6th, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For Spring Hill, Ethan Meyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Regan Nelson in the 9th, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Jackson Peter, two for two with a double, two walks, and a hit batter, and Ethan Mueller with a double. For Spring Hill, Jamie Terrace was two for three with a double, and Austin Schoenberg had a double. A final this afternoon from Spring Hill, it was El Rosa 2, Spring Hill 1. And St. Martin over in Roscoe this afternoon, and St. Martin and Roscoe battling till the bottom of the ninth inning, and Roscoe defeats St. Martin today 3-2. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for Roscoe, two runs, five hits, two errors for St. Martin. Josh McAnan starts on the mound, gives way to Braden Vanderbeek for Roscoe in the sixth inning. He'll get the win, and the catchers were Braden Vanderbeek and Max Ottman. For St. Martin, Brady Goble starts on the mound, relieved by Tanner Arsenault in the eighth. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. Hitting highlights for Roscoe today, Jordan Schlaper, two for three, and Max Ottman, one for four. Max hit a walk-off solo home run in the bottom of the ninth inning for the Rangers. For St. Martin, Tanner Arsenault was two for three. Carter Thielen and Tate Winter each had doubles. And Roscoe defeats St. Martin today 3-2. Want to congratulate the Stearns County Player of the Week, sponsored by the Fred Schlungen Memorial Foundation. Today, it's Weston Mittendorf. Weston, congratulations, as Weston Mittendorf went 4-for-5 with two RBIs. So Weston Mittendorf of Greenwald, congratulations, Player of the Week in the Stearns County League. All right, we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at that schedule. We're going to announce our next Chasm Game of the Week. It's all coming up next here on KSM.
It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hello, Chasm listeners. Dan Zimmerman from the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, here to finish the story about that oil light in my old car. Well, long story short, because I failed to change my oil and filter, I had to replace the engine. An expensive lesson learned that can be applied to your estate plans. Keep on top of your estate planning so your loved ones aren't stuck with a major repair bill someday. Take care and keep listening to KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit CentralMNRealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
720-420-1295.
Work life out of balance?
Looking for a steady paycheck?
Want to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Services of Richmond. We're hiring for an HVAC service technician. You better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today on our career page at gilkplumbing.com. A Ream Pro partner.
Better get Gilk.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
Welcome back here to the Dick Put Show. It's your final segment of the evening. Randy Rothstein is here with a look what's coming ahead.
Thank you, Adam. And just a reminder again that this Dick Put Show is archived. It'll show up on our Chasm webpage, mychasm.com, at some point tomorrow. Kirby will have that uploaded onto our Chasm webpage. Just go to the sports tab. And you'll get that drop-down box, and you can see Dick Put Show's archive there. All right, let's take a look at the schedule for the coming week. At 6:30 on Wednesday night, Rockford's at St. Augusta in exhibition play. We have the Colts, the Clearwater River Cats at Cold Spring taking on the Springers at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Elk River at Monticello at 7 o'clock. That's on Wednesday night. Hutchinson at Cocado at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Maple Lake at Cocado. We have Norway Lake Sunberg at Painesville. That's Wednesday night, and that'll be a league game Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Other ball games Wednesday night, which seems to be a very popular night now for amateur baseball teams. Locally, Raymond at Starbuck. That is Wednesday night at 7:30. Other ball games, Wilmer at Atwater at 7:30 on Wednesday night. Looking ahead to Thursday, Hutchinson at Howard Lake on Thursday, the Sartell Stone Ponies at Becker on Thursday night. That is a 7 o'clock game. Heading into Friday night. Friday night, Rockford at Kimball at 6 o'clock. Sauk Rapids Cyclones at the Freeport Black Sox. That's a 6:30 start. Alexandria, they're at Urbank Parker's Prairie at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Cocado at Maple Lake at 7 o'clock. St. Wendell at Long Prairie, 7 o'clock on Friday night. Other ball games Friday night include locally here. Milroy will be at Wilmer. That's a 7:30 start. Opole will be up at Piers taking on the Bulldogs in a Victory League game at 7:30 on Friday night. Richmond will be at Regal at 7:30 Friday night. And Lake Henry and Farming have a league game Friday night. Lake Henry at Farming at 8 o'clock in Stearns County League action. On Saturday, Clear Lake at the Freeport Black Sox. That's a 9 a.m. start on Saturday. St. Joe at the Cold Spring Springers at noon. Eden Valley at St. Augusta for Central Valley League action game at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Other Saturday games, Pearl Lake at the Cold Spring Rockies for a league game at 2:30. El Rosa, they'll be at Raymond taking on the Rockets at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Long Prairie at Alexandria at 7 o'clock Saturday night. We have New London Spicer at Atwater. That's a 7:30 game on Saturday night. And here it comes, our game of the week. It'll be Norway Lake Sunberg at Regal Saturday night at 7:30. You can hear that here on KASM Radio. Norway Lake Sunberg at Regal 7:30 on Saturday night, our next Chasm game of the week. Next Sunday, Father's Day, June 21st. Yes, and it is Randy's birthday, and he is working next Sunday, so still be a Dick Put Show on Father's Day and my birthday. Sunday at 1:30, Avon at Nisswa taking on the Lightning. Becker will be at St. Joe at 1:30 next Sunday. Bird Island at Wilmer at 1:30. Flensburg at St. Wendell, that's a 1:30 start next week. Lake Henry at Richmond at 1:30. New London Spicer at El Rosa at 1:30 next Sunday, Painesville at Starbuck at 1:30, the Piers Brewers at Randall at 1:30, Royalton at Aiken at 1:30, Sacred Heart at Raymond 1:30, Sartell Stone Ponies, they're at the Sartell Muskies, that's a 1:30 Sunday start, Sobieski at Fort Ripley at 1:30, Spring Hill at Greenwald, St. Stephen at Foley, Other ball games next Sunday, Cold Spring Rockies at St. Augusta. That's a 2 o'clock start next Sunday. Have a few more local games to bring you here. Just going through my list of games. Eden Valley, they'll be hosting Watkins. That's a 2 o'clock start next Sunday. Watkins at Eden Valley. Upsala at St. Matthias at 3 o'clock next Sunday. 3 o'clock next Sunday. Upsala at St. Matthias. Kimball will be at Montrose Waverly. That's a 5 o'clock game next Sunday against the Stingers. Montrose Waverly. And Wilmer at Granite Falls next Sunday night at 5 o'clock. Maple Lake, they're at Maple Plain at 6 o'clock Sunday night. So there you go. Just a full list of games. Get out and see your favorite amateur baseball team next week if you can. I want to thank Adam Ray for producing our Dick Foote Show tonight at our sports studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. You all have a good night.